have weird sex, do it with the people you'll never see again. Don't do it to keep it a fucking relationship interesting. Do it with people that... I don't mind risking being that urban legend, you know? Like the fucking guy you hear about, oh, yeah, she fucked him and she tied him up and took a dump on his chest and left or something, you know? Because there's no name attached to that story ever. Do it with the people that don't fucking know you. Right? You do that shit to keep sex interesting, and then eventually that just becomes boring, and then the fucking relationship dies. You think you have someone to keep your secrets, right? You're wrapped around that girl like the dog from The Grinch That Stole Christmas. Oh, and you think you have someone to keep all your secrets? Bullshit. Your secrets are good until the day you say, maybe we should start seeing other people. And on that day, you show up at the bar and all your friends are going, hey, what's up there? Johnny likes your finger in the ass, huh? Oh, want another beer there, Mr. Pistabed, on New Year's Eve? Joni was by. She had a few things to say about you. My last girlfriend, that's how I knew I couldn't trust her, because she'd tell me horrible shit about all of her other friends. Friends that I didn't give a fuck about or know. And she'd tell me, you're not going to believe this about Darren. Oh my God. And to the point where I only knew her friends by the horrible shit she had told me about them. Like they call on the phone. No, she's not here right now. She's out with the closet fag and the chick with the 9 abortions. You know, them. Who is this? Oh, Mr. Circle Jerk in summer camp. Yeah, I'll tell you a call. As soon as you fucking break up, you find out fucking... That's two things you don't want when you just got dumped. Liquor and the code to her voicemail. That's too... That's a bad combination. I don't want to know, but I'm going to... Hi, baby. It's the new guy that's fucking you.